Welcome back to Before You Sleep, where we talk about anime, manga, webtoon, and other awesome stories. My name is Manuela, and today I'm gonna be commenting on a webtoon story that I just caught up with and is amazing. And is Chihyeon Jokyo Kunio, or as the name in English, She Is My Type. So remember that these reviews actually have a little bit of spoilers just for you to know, and so... ready? Here we go! So, okay. This webtoon, She Is My Type, is a webtoon created by Rose-On, and I think is as Dry Rose-On in Twitter or in Instagram. And well, the thing is that this webtoon, I do not hear it being like mentioned around as much, even though in Korea is actually really popular, but apparently they do not have as many chapters translated to English yet, so I'm not really sure. But actually this webtoon is not on the platform of Webtoon, like the Webtoon app, the green one. It is on the Daum Webtoon, which is kind of like in a red color, and is another application or another platform for reading webtoons. I don't know if this is related to that, but anyways. So, now that I gave that little bit introduction about where I read this webtoon, what is our story about? Our webtoon is actually, as I said before, a little bit about makeup. Yep, if you like reading like romance, comedy type of a story with a little bit of drama into it, you probably should have heard of True Beauty already, because it's also about makeup, or as the name in Korean, which is Yeosin Gangnim. But this one is actually about makeup, just in a different way. So let's get into it. Basically, we have our female protagonist, Han Hye-tan, who is a girl that during her high school life, she was always like a super fun and loud and kind of like a tomboy type of girl, and she was okay with that. Till by the end of high school, the guy she likes tells her that he sees her only as a friend, and that he likes other girl who is more like girly and feminine type of girl. And so Hye-tan, our protagonist, decides that in university, she is going to be like super fashionable and a girl with a pretty cool style. So she spends all her vacations practicing makeup and buying clothes and learning beauty tips. But it turns out that in the first couple of days at university, everybody laughs at her because of her extravagant style and like all the kind of mismatches she had in her style. And anyways, she kind of loses confidence because of this. And on top of that, she started like liking a guy that is in one of her classes. So she gets sad and doesn't know what to do until she accidentally meets this other guy, Ji Chanyeol, who is her neighbor and happens to be a super famous YouTuber that loves makeup. And this is actually his most precious secret. So, they make a deal in which Ji Chanyeol is gonna help Han Hye-tan with her style to get closer to this guy she likes, and Han Hye-tan will keep his secret safe. Haha! So this is where our story actually starts developing, and it's really, really fun, cute, and it's not only like a nice love story so far, but it also has some drama going on. So of course it's about makeup, in a sense, but in contrast with this really good and popular webtoon, as I said before, True Beauty, where you can see like almost makeup tutorials because they explain every step, here is more about like the difficulties surrounding this guy that likes makeup. So of course we can see the makeup transformations of Han Hye-tan, and it's actually not only her makeup, we also see changes in her clothes and hairstyle, and so it's like a full fashion arrangement that we get to see, and it's really pretty, and it also has to do more like about being confident with your own taste and things like that. It also covers other conflicts that make this story more dramatic, that is like not only being bullied at school or university, but kind of being bullied just in society in general. Also, to be bullied online, while on the other hand, others actually find like a safe space online, on the internet. And it is also a lot about rumors and just getting into the life of other people, like in a bad way, like to ruin them and things like that. And the thing is that all these conflicts actually build up slowly. Like at the very beginning of the story, everything starts just by presenting the characters little by little, and also like the annoying characters little by little. And you just suspect that something is going to happen. They just give you like little clues here and there. So there are like a lot of stories going on at the same time. And so everything starts getting bigger and bigger till at some point just everything kind of comes together and explodes, kind of. It just gets way more complicated. But it's really easy to understand since they bring it up in a really nice, easy way. So another thing is that I really love the character combination of the two protagonists because they are really kind of like opposite. And, you know, I just love like opposite type of people that complement each other. But at the same time, they are also really similar. Both of them have like their own insecurities and problems to overcome and are related to rumors and bullying and things like that. But Han Hetam, it seems like really cute and small, but he's actually super energetic and kind of like direct, like a fighter type of girl. And she also speaks her mind a lot and is super fun. And in contrast with her, Ji-Chanul is super tall and looks like scary and serious, but he's super sweet and kind, and rather than speaking up his mind, he prefers to just ignore those annoying people around him or look for a more pacific solution. But our protagonists are not the only good characters in this story. I have to say that I really love the character of Ka-hyun. She is like Han Hetang's best friend, and I just love her because, I mean, like, she's the amazing super friend character type of girl. She doesn't let herself be bullied or confused by others, and she believes in her best friend always, and even though she looks kind of like passive and things like that, she's actually super sharp and is always ready to take her friend's side. So I just thought it's a really cool character in contrast of how she seems to be at the very beginning. So this is a really cool character for me. And of course, there are also characters that I don't really like, but of course, they are really, really important and are kind of like these villain type of characters, which are really good because I find them really annoying. So they are doing a really good job. And well, there is this character that is actually super important and is Lee Ho-chan, which is the guy that our female protagonist likes at first. And it starts like a good, nice guy caring for his fellow classmates. And you know, you kind of want him to overcome his stuff as well. But because of some rumors being spread out, he ends up taking some decisions that might put him in a spot a little bit opposite to Ji-Chanul. So now, this story started actually like 2 years ago and is still ongoing. And so far, I really like the story. I am not that convinced about the prologue chapter, like chapter zero. Like, I don't know what is happening in that chapter. I just wish it's not what I think. And I wish we just don't get to that. But anyways, maybe there is a surprise coming on, so I just don't know. But so far, I think we are like in chapter 113. And is really good. So far, I really like it. I like the characters, I like the flow of the story and the topics. And also another thing that I love is the colors and art style for this webtoon. The drawings are really pretty and every character is identified with a color. And also in general, the art style is really bright and pretty. And also the name. Like, the name is one of the things that I actually really like because, let me explain just really fast. Like, actually, the translation of the name is really accurate because Trihyun Jokyok actually translates like my type in English. but it's more of a Korean slang. So the trihyun part does refers to taste or style or type. And then the jokhyuk is actually referring to shoot or to snipe. So it might be a little bit unexpected, like snipe your type or shoot to your type or something like that. But it's just a Korean slang way of saying actually my type. And the she is in kunyo, so that's why it's she is my type. But the cool thing about the name, that is the point that I really like, is that in the design of the title, the artist actually put like the sight of like the gun as if someone is shooting. So I just find it really cool and nice that she actually did that. And anyways, finally, I think the last thing that I really love about this webtoon, and is actually the reason that I found out this webtoon, is because it has its own OST or original soundtrack, and is on Spotify, and is so nice, good and sweet. I really like the songs created for this webtoon, and so I also recommend to check them out. So, this has been everything for today's review on this awesome webtoon story. More than anything, I really hope that you enjoy a lot this review and look forward for the next one. Thank you so much for listening, and talk to you later. Bye bye.